This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, resistors? How's that working out for you? Probably not so good. If you're smart, you're at least rethinking it a bit. Hey, here's the good news. A lot of your peers are. Young women moving towards the right. Millennials in general moving towards the right. Latinos moving towards the right. Blacks moving towards the right. Democrats in general moving towards the right. Never Trumpers, non-existent. Certainly not important anymore. Anti-Trumpers losing ground. They have built their homes on quicksand. Come on over. You know, when I look at my Twitter feed, I'm seeing more and more people say, I'm done with the Democrats. I've seen enough. Have you watched what's been going on inside of your party? I'm not talking to my conservative audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And by the way, I am Kevin Jackson. Glad to have you with me. KJRadio.com. Glad to have you with me. You can find out more about us at, you can call the show. I just gave you the website. I'm a little ahead of myself. Behind myself, I should say. 844-551-8255. How's resistance working? That's what I want to know. And what's to resist? Here's what I'd like all the lefties listening in the audience, and for my conservative audience, here's what you should ask your lefty friends. What are you resisting? What if you took a moment and said, you know what? Let me reflect on what Donald Trump's presidency has done to my life. You have a job? You feel more confident about your job? Do you feel more confident about the ability to move within your job? Maybe that's the case. From an economic standpoint, are you better off or are you worse off? Do you feel better about your prospects or worse? And here's the good news for those that are hanging on saying, well, he's just talking about Obama's economy. He's taking credit for Obama's moves. I'm not going to talk to you about Carrier and the manufacturing job losses or the fact that in the same period of their presidency, President Trump has gained 3.7 million jobs and Barack Obama had lost 4.5 million. Now, that is a net of 8.2 million jobs, a differential. Can I showcase any more the abject insanity that you would have to believe that Barack Obama was a good president? Oh, you know what they say after that? Oh, well, Kevin, he had the longest period of job growth in history that continues into the Trump era. Yeah, and here's the deal, folks. It only cost us $1 trillion minimum per year. Take all the jobs Obama created, whatever number it is, put the $8 trillion plus that he spent in fake money, printing money, and then tell me that he did such a masterful job, because Donald Trump doesn't have to print any extra money. He just brings jobs back. Come on, folks, wake up. How's that resistance working? You feel better about foreign policy? Hey, when's the last time you heard of ISIS doing something where you were like, oh, man, that ISIS is encroaching? When has been the last terror attack? What have we thwarted there? What do you think the Europeans are finally looking at? They're looking at their own insanity and taking moves from President Trump. And this includes Macron and Trudeau, two of the weakest pansies, metrosexual pansies on the planet, are looking at Trump going, let's take those moves. Yeah, Trump is teaching them how to do the robot. Just saying, folks, what has resistance gotten you? Huh? It's gotten you frustrated. And you should be frustrated because the problem with Democrats is they've been trained to think a particular way and they haven't thought about, oh, it should be this way. I tweeted the other day, I said I was on TV, and the minute I get off, it's like, you, Kevin, you're a sellout to your race, black and white people both, saying this to me, tweeting me this, Kevin, you're a buck dancing coon, and so on and so forth. And I said, it's funny because Black folks, black conservatives are the only people on the planet who get these messages. Some dude comes off who's a white guy who says, I don't like Trump or I don't like Obama, and he might get called, if he says I don't like Obama, he might get called a racist, but he won't get called a race sellout and a buck dancing whatever, you know, patty, whatever they call white folks. I mean, that's reserved for black conservatives. And the idiocy that somebody thinks, first of all, that it impacts me, I find laughable. But the idea that that's still the message, black and white, you will, Kevin, you will stay in line with the thinking of black folks or else. That's what they want to tell us. That's what I've been fighting for the last decade. People trying to tell me, you better think this way because you're black. And then measuring me on my blackness. And so I always go, well, so if I don't think like you, you're obviously, you're black and I'm not, right? Because you believe Barack Obama was a good president and you find Trump to be racist. Your ideas are the black ideas. And if I don't think that way, then I can't be black. Is that correct? I'm just making sure that I understand how we're measuring. Because on any other scale, I'm black. I have two black parents. I grew up poor. I mean, if we want to compare blackness, you know, I got a lot of things we can compare. I like fried chicken, watermelon, Kool-Aid, hog maws, collard greens. You know, should I go on and you eat sushi and arugula? How dare you? Oh, boy. Kino Jimenez. You know who he is? The dude who threw the coke in the kid's face who was wearing a MAGA hat. Here's what his record is. Kino. He had 5 DWIs, 1 count of possession of marijuana, 1 count of burglary. I'll get it out. Burglary of a vehicle. And he lost his part-time job at the bar because he assaulted the 16-year-old at the Whataburger. And I'm glad they fired him. Good for him. See, that's a typical liberal response to, I'm mad at you. I don't like that. That's the dude who's going to beat his wife, who's going to beat his kids. That's the guy who's going to shoot up his business because he can't handle his anger. But they want you to believe you have the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not their fault. It's your fault. How dare that kid wear a MAGA hat and exercise his First Amendment rights? And what if the hat had nothing on it? You hear what I'm saying? I mean, what if the dude had on a shirt? What if he just was talking and said, you know, I really like that Trump? What? The left has a reason to go do something against him? I'm just asking resistors, how's it working out for you? That you can't handle, you got anger issues, you want chaos, you want destruction and mayhem, and all Trump wants to do is make America great again, put America first. And by the way, Kino Jimenez, or whatever his name is, he's giving more jobs to Latinos than Barack Obama ever could.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a lot to talk about today, but before I get into the Democrats' very real concerns, let me give you a couple things you should be thinking about, because we're going to talk a lot about SCOTUS. I know that what's funny is the old news isn't old. It's just been on hiatus while the Democrats try to make hay out of something else. So, for example, the stroke hearings. Struck, whatever they call his name. So, Struck was a distraction because the Democrats had to rally around that particular issue, because let's just put it this way. Their house of cards is built on the testimony of a lying FBI agent, a lying, cheating FBI agent. So they've got to, you know, they had to rally around this guy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. And Strzok is a perfect representative of these guys. And I love it, and as I said before, I'm going to get more into why they're concerned about him, why they're concerned about all the people in the Obama administration. They run along as if life is just normal, but I swear, if you want to see a reality show that would blow away all other reality shows, can you imagine if you got to hang around the Clintons? Can you imagine if you got to hang out with James Comey and hear him planning on meeting with attorneys and meeting with his team to figure out what to tweet next and trying to get with pastors to say what Bible verse can I tweet and get out of this next mess. Eric Holder, pick any one of them. It would be a reality show to end all reality shows. I would be glued to the TV. Y'all would look at me and go, Kevin, you look like a zombie on Fox. I'd go, yep. I was up watching the Comey show all night. You know what I mean? These people will give you, I mean, it's precious jewels of stuff. And I'm saying if it were really reality and you were hearing the conversations with their attorneys like, you know, how are we going to get out of that? And what do you think we should do? And when am I going to be called for a deposition? And what do you think is going to happen? And how should we plan for that? And where do I park my illegal money? And what if they investigate this? And then the meetings between them and the phone calls and the burner phones and the marking of the X on the park bench. I mean, it would be a spy thriller that would make Jason Bourne look like you were watching Sesame Street. Oh, man. They don't want to tell you the truth. Yeah, that's all you want. Look, we're very easy people to get along with. Tell us the truth. We occasionally know you're going to stretch it. You're going to omit something. You're going to push it a little bit. You may even tell us a little lie, a white lie. And occasionally, conservatives, yes, you will even lie to protect your own skin. But when you're caught, or if it's for the greater good, you know what you do? You say, okay, you refer back to that core and you say, yep, wrong thing to do. You never should have done it. I apologize, and you mean it, and you make changes. That's what you do. Because you know in the end, that's the best thing for you. But not left. Not the leftists. They will beat you down, beat you down, beat you down. So what's going on with President Trump right now? I think he's probably wrapped up Russia. I don't know how long he planned on being there. We'll talk more about it in a bit. And Lindsey Graham's even jumped on board with the president. I want to get some into that. And I say Lindsey Graham because he's such a rhino. When I bring these people up, and I'm talking about the never-Trumpers, the anti-Trumpers, and the Democrats switching over, etc., I just want you to understand how strong the gravitational force of Donald Trump is at this point. The gravitational force of you, the conservatives, you have created a new... I don't want to use the word paradigm because we understand what it is. You know, it isn't like it's something new. Reagan did it, but you've created something new. My brother and I were talking the other night, my oldest brother, anti-Trumper, not anti-Trump, but he wasn't going to vote for him, did not vote for President Trump in the last election. First time in his adult life he didn't vote for the Republicans. And he told me he didn't think Trump was an evangelical. We were talking. And he says, but you remember, Kev, he says, I called you within a month of Trump's presidency. I said, no, you switched over quick. He goes, not only did I switch over quick, because my brother's a pastor. He's got a PhD in theology. And he says, I didn't believe him to be a pious individual, you know, a very religious man. And I want somebody who really looked at the Bible and the Constitution. He says, but I couldn't be more wrong. And he says, I'm going to tell you right now, Trump is better in his view than Reagan, who is our idol. Now, I know I'm not the only one that thinks that. My brother switched from being dang near an anti-Trumper to saying the man in less than 2 years is better than Reagan. If you don't think that's happening around the country, forget that. I want you to understand the power of that gravitational pull has pulled a person who did not want this man to be president, not just over to the other side, but solidly so into the Trump camp that I quote you, my brother. He says, I don't really care what he does. I trust him. Did you hear what I just said? He said, I don't care what President Trump does. When he speaks about things, I trust him. That's how far of a swing that you have. A person who didn't vote for him to a person who says, I'll follow this man through the gates of hell. Well, he didn't quite say that, but you know what I'm getting at. That's going on all over this country, folks. They don't want to tell you stuff, the left, because they don't want you to know how good. Let me tell you, the protest in Britain, if they weren't paying for that, if it wasn't contrived in the media, you wouldn't have 1,000 people at a protest against Donald Trump. Not anywhere. His decisions have been sound. They have been made based in logic and reason. And they are for the good of all. whether women's right to choose like it or not, the idea of protecting the unborn is the better decision for the nation and for the world. It's not a self-indulgent, selfish decision that, you know, somebody's making about the life of another human. Women want to limit. If we talked about it in that way, look, and here again, I want to make sure you understand this. I don't care what a woman does with her body. You have the ability to kill a child, and I can really say nothing about it. It is your body, but I'm not going to let you try to gloss over it as if you're flaking off some skin that's on, you know, like, oh, here's a piece of skin on my face. Let me get that off. It's not like that. So that's the difference. We've got to be able to have these intelligent conversations without the politics of it and people trying to say, you're anti-woman, you're misogynist, you're this, you're trying to control me, whatever. Because I can certainly tell you, women, you are not in control of your bodies. I've talked about it many times, and I'm going to probably do a video series on it to tell you. And when I say women, I'm talking about to these leftists, these feminists. I'm in control of my body. You're in control of nothing. Just shut up. Sit down and shut up. You're not in control of anything. Disingenuous liars, these leftists. A man is gallivanting around the world on behalf of America, and they are doing everything they can to undermine him. But here's what's cool about it. Here's the good news, conservatives. Happy New Year. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. Donald Trump doesn't care. He's going to make it happen regardless. They're going to try to demonize every Supreme Court pick, every judge that he picks at any level. They're going to criticize every decision that he makes, even when he's trying to get tax money back, get money back into our treasury from NATO, from trade deals. When he's working to make sure the world is safer, they're trying to hurt him. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo released the Las Vegas Police Department's final report regarding the October 1st shooting on the Las Vegas Strip. Lombardo said investigators have been unable to determine Stephen Paddock's motive for the shooting.
Without a manifesto or even a note to answer questions, the totality of the information that has been gathered leaves us to only make an educated guess as to the motives of Stephen Paddock. Today is still incredibly difficult to try to comprehend this senseless act of violence.
The economy added 157,000 jobs in July. The unemployment rate was down to 3.9%. Larry Kudlow is President Trump's director of the National Economic Council. He reacts to the job numbers.
I think this is a strong number. But the trends are really interesting. Just some notes here. 224,000 average monthly for the last 3 months.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. The Democrats are getting a dose of sanity. Yep. Drug addicts, people that are on drugs. I've never used drugs, but one of my buddies would say to me, he'd be telling a story, and he'd be high. He'd say, yeah, man, I was all high, you know, and then this cop pulled up, and I got my snap. And I was like, you got what? He's like, I got my snap. And I didn't know what that terminology is. You know, you guys know what that is? Got your snap? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to ask you how. I don't want to get into your business. All right. But my buddy explained to me getting your snap means it ruins your high. All right. You ever, people use the term, you're such a buzzkill. Yeah. Because they're all high and you're like, boy, what you doing with your feet up on my table? You know better than to get your feet on my table. You know, like, oh man, you're such a buzzkill, mom. You know, because they get it. They understand it. Somebody snaps them back into the reality of what they're doing. That's what the Democrats are. They're a bunch of drug addicts. What do they call them? Head cases. They don't even know what they're doing. They're just out there doing stuff because it's just cool, man. It's meant to be fun. Yeah. Hey, I tell you what. Let's say that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Yeah. And we'll get a British guy to make it up, and then we'll get the FBI to pretend that that's real. And it's like a bunch of, I mean, that's what it is. It's like dope heads, crack heads. And then they get caught, and they get their snap. Oh, shoot, they found out. Buzzkill. Mm-hmm. Democrats are getting a good dose of sanity. And the truth has a way of doing that to you. You know, imagine you're a drunk driver, right? You're drunk. You're driving along and boom, next thing you know, man, you've hit something. And that jolt of, oh, shoot. And you may still be drunk. I mean, your blood level is drunk, but the dopamines that hit your brain that, you know, that go bang, something bad just happened. They hit you and they snap you out of that thing you were in and make you go, oh, crap. And then you start to realize all the bad things. You start going back over those choices. Dang it. I knew I shouldn't have driven. I knew I was drunk. I knew this was it. God, I never thought this was going to happen. You ever had those kind of regrets?
I mean, here's one. Be careful how much you drink. Remember, alcohol loosens inhibitions. So you may end up doing something you regret, or worse. Something worse than something I would regret. Something so vile and it just a crime against humanity, so amoral that you don't even regret it. fucking awful it was. You psychologically cannot afford to regret it, or you will kill yourself. You zoom right past regret and head straight to denial and justification. That's how awful that thing was.
Remind you of anybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I love the humor. You know what I love about humor? Humor reminds you of real life. Yeah. It reminds you of it. And the Democrats are living exactly what David Cross, the comedian, is talking about. They zoomed right past regret. It isn't about regret. It's about the cover-up now. Because they got a dose of sanity. Boom, they hit that car. Oh, my gosh, they hit four cars and finally snapped out of it. As my dope-smoking friend, dope-using friend would say, got their snap. And now they're trying to cover it up. How can I get out of this? Are there traffic cams? Did people hear alarms going off on cars? People looking out the window. I think I could get away with it. So their car is clack, 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 away from the scene of the crime. That is exactly how I see this happening with the Democrats. Regrets. Don't want to admit their guilt. Doing anything they can for subterfuge, knowing that they've been spotted. They're on traffic cam. They got people that have cameras looking out at the cars. They got people coming out of houses. They got cars whizzing by. Multiple people have seen the crime scene. We can still get away with it. You want to know why? They're so used to getting away with it. When McCabe got fired, James Comey was tweeting, stood tall under attack from small people. Did you guys hear about this? He's fighting from his subterranean rat hole, but that hole's going to be filled with water and he's going to get flushed out because he's going to be before the man. This disgraced former director of the FBI decided he was going to comment on the dismissal of his number one. Yet another embarrassment of this formerly venerable organization, Andrew McCabe. And so Comey's like, Andrew, you stand tall, man. Yeah, revenge of the midgets. Hours after it was announced that McCabe would be stepping down from his post at the FBI, the former disgraced James Comey responded in a tweet. Special Agent Andrew McCabe stood tall over the last 8 months when small people were trying to tear down an institution we all depend on. He served with distinction for 2 decades. I wish Andy well. I also wish continued strength for the rest of the FBI. America needs you. You ain't fooling nobody, man. That's the former G-man who lawyered up. I trust that statement as much as I trust Mexican water. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. No moleste. No moleste, por favor. Who exactly are the small people that Comey's talking about? The American people? Because all we big Americans want is the truth. The small people tearing down an institution formerly represented by this 6'8" cream puff named James Comey are the people that work for Comey. And despite the damage that's done by the FBI to itself, the fake news press wants to paint what's happening here, folks, as a Trump vendetta against McCabe. But we know the truth. The world knows the truth. The people who are at guilt, I guess that they're guilty. The people guilty here are the FBI themselves and all the people complicit. The people who leveraged the nation's Federal Bureau of Investigation to unleash all its power onto Donald Trump. When you think about that, think about what it takes to fight the system like that and to come out on top. Man, do we owe ourselves a pat on the back. Go ahead. I'll wait. CNN actually said this about McCabe. McCabe was a central target of President Donald Trump's ire toward the FBI over the investigation into possible collusion between his campaign and Russia during the 2016 election, as well as the Bureau's handling of former Democratic rival Hillary Clinton's case. Yeah, that's what Trump was upset about. He was upset because they were investigating the corruption case. No, he was upset because they knew that they were lying about the why they should be investigating this case. He was upset because he knew he'd done nothing. And he knew that the FBI knew it. And this was all just a cover-up to make Hillary look good, to give her some sort of protection. He's not mad. If the FBI needs to do its job, Donald Trump's not mad. You're not mad. I'm not mad. Who would be mad? If you have a legitimate beef and it involves the Federal Bureau of Investigation, go for it. But when you fabricate something, that's when the nation says, uh-uh, we're not going for that. Comey was in a similar position, they write, until Trump fired him in May. The Trump administration attributed Comey's dismissal to the handling of the investigation into the Clinton email server, but later Trump admitted he was thinking of the Russia thing when he made the decision. Exactly. He wasn't mad about Comey doing what he was, you know, if it was a legitimate case. What he was mad about with Comey is Comey knew this was fabricated. But CNN wants you to believe Trump had some sort of vendetta. He just wanted to get rid of them because they were investigating him. No, they were not supposed to be investigating him. That's why he was mad. He knew it and they knew it. And what this FISA memo and all the other stuff we're learning is essentially vetting out is they all knew this. They were all complicit. If we operated in the real world, folks, the entire management team of the FBI and the Department of Justice would have been fired months ago. But due to the optics, deep state operatives are allowed to continue their sedition. But I think it's a setup. I think Donald Trump knows what he's doing. Much to his credit, he lets these leftists out themselves. He merely lies in wait as they come around him, and then he springs these traps. And the Democrats ensnare themselves in them each and every time because they're as predictable as their Bible, Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. So soon, let me tell you folks, James Comey's not going to be tweeting nearly as much. He doesn't get that much prison time on the computer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You sense it. I know you do. You know what I'm talking about? You're out there going, what's this Kevin Jackson talking about? You sense it. You feel it. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking, you listen to a political show, politics meeting pop culture. I want you to tell me, what are you feeling? My producers are looking at me like, Kevin, you got to get to it. No. I want you to tap into that emotion. What do you feel right now? What do you feel as an American? What do you feel as a human being? What do you feel as a white suburban woman or whatever, a Midwestern woman? Wherever you may be listening to this program, because we're, you know, syndicated. I don't know where you're listening. Look, in fact, I'd love to know where you're listening. I'd like to hear more from you guys. Tell me, Kevin, I'm listening on WTBU or whatever. Let me know. You can reach us at kjradio.com or 844-551-8255. I always get a lot of mail from Utah, Oregon, I forget whether it's in Pennsylvania, I'm not sure. But we get, you know, there's pockets Maybe it's the time that they listen or whatever. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to tap into that emotion. What do you feel? And the reason why I'm having you do this little exercise is because I'm going to tell you, what did you feel 2 years ago? And how do you feel now? In anything. How do you feel about your kids' sports? How do you feel about your job? How do you feel about your church? How do you feel about yourself? Now, look, we all go through stuff. There's no question. We are humans, subject to human emotions. You're dealing with all these other issues, but you've been dealing with that for a lot of years, too. Do you feel lighter? Whatever your problem was that you were facing 2 years ago, 3 years ago, during the era of Obama, when you would wake up every day under fire, nothing you could do about it because it seemed like you were losing in every turn. And now, suddenly you're winning. What's your outlook? I want you to think about all the millions of people that feel that same thing. The Democrats that are moving over, the millennials that are getting jobs, becoming productive, the blacks who are escaping that plantation mentality of the left, women who feel empowered, that understand that they are more than just their reproductive systems. What do you think all of those people are feeling right now, particularly with the barrage of things that are happening against Trump? And that feeling is exported. That feeling is in Austria. That feeling is in England. That feeling is in France. Everywhere around the world, people are watching you. They are watching your representative, Donald Trump, and they are feeling a little bit of what you feel. They can't feel all of it because you got the American spirit, baby. They wish they could feel it all. They can't get it all, but it's starting to radiate. Yeah, that pound, you know, that meteor that hit the ocean, that wave is finally reaching all the other shores. Boats are going, whoo, they're starting to rock and go, whoa, that felt pretty good. That feeling is you. You are the meteor that hit the ocean, that wiped out the dinosaurs. You know who the dinosaurs are, right? The swamp rats in D.C., the New World Order, One World, Bilderberg, whatever you want to call them, but the people who believe that they should be running the world, they should be setting the course for your life. Oh, you think you were in control of your life, but there are people controlling your life. And if you don't believe me, ask your parents or your grandparents, depending upon how old you are, ask them how much government intrusion they dealt with. My grandmother used to go, yeah, we got to go down there and get that poll tax paid. And then, well, we got to go get the cars registered or we got to do the taxes. And that was it. Government was so not a part of my life, man. Government was like a little nuisance that came up every now and then. Do you feel that way? Or do you feel like government is always nuisancing you? I know how I feel when I got to go get, you know, this tag for my car, smog inspection, some other, you know, fruit crazy thing that some leftist thought up to make money that has nothing to do with anything. You got to go get a license for this, your fishing license, a hunting license, and this, that. I mean, by the time it's all said and done, you're just like, well, you're left and your pockets have turned inside out and you got a bloody nose. You're like, what happened? Oh, you must have gone down to blankety blank government office, got in a fight you didn't even know you were in. And the crazy leftists, they don't care about you. They are figuring out ways to get your money. And Donald Trump's figuring out ways to get it back. And I'm telling you, he's doing a masterful job. Masterful job. I'm going to get into that in a bit because I want to talk about NATO, what we pay and all that. I want to talk about the trade deficit we have with the European Union and how President Trump would address that. But here's what I think you're really going to find. You're going to find out that the world is learning that we are no longer their whipping boy or whipping girl, if you want to think of it as Lady Liberty. And here's some shocking news. Shocking news. This is something that's going to upset the sensibilities of every leftist you've ever heard, and you should have them tune into the show so, you know, you can make them cry. Just for fun. It's not being cruel. Sometimes you got to let people know what's really going on with them. But President Trump, as it turns out, this is a poll. This is a Pew poll. New poll found that a plurality of Americans say President Barack Obama was the first or second best president of their lifetime. Oh, no, don't get upset. Here's the deal. 31% of Americans lauded Obama as the best president ever, according to Pew Research, while another 13% said he was the second best. Just over 2,000 people were polled for this survey, asked to choose two presidents they think have done the best job during their lifetime. Now, think about it. You're polling a bunch of young punks who know nothing. So, yeah, they give that to Obama, right? Respondents were asked to give one president first and the other president second for job performance. President Trump, who got 19% during his second year as president in this poll, is about as popular as Obama was during the middle of his first presidential term. 21% of the people said Obama was either first or second during his third year. Trump got 19%. Now, here's what the big deal is. See, if you want to interpret that and go, well, Barack Obama, blah, 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 let me tell you something. Take that poll next year. What do you think is going to happen in that poll next year? Do you think Barack Obama is going to be at, what was the number, 31%? What was it? I'm looking here. Yeah, 31%. You think it's going to be that? Because I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that when they take this poll next year, Barack Obama is going to be under 30%, probably 27%, and Donald Trump is going to be over 19%, in fact, over 20%, and probably 24% or so. And the people who rank him second place, he's going to actually surpass Barack Obama in the overall between first and second. Then I'm going to make you another bet. That in his fourth year, Donald Trump will be solidly in the 30 percentile, and Barack Obama will be below 20%. They're going to flop places. That's what I'm going to make you a bet. And you can bet with me. You can say, Kevin, you're out of your mind, man. This is never going to happen. Just send me a note, kjradio.com, or give us a call, 844-551-8255. Be part of the poll. But that's what I'm going to bet you. I've watched practically every poll flip between Trump and Obama. And I want you to remember what I said. This was in the middle of Obama's first year that they took this poll. That was when this guy could do no wrong. That was right about the time he was getting a Nobel Peace Prize for having done nothing. No, actually, he had gotten it. So he was given a Nobel Peace Prize for doing nothing. He's waging wars, and he's working on Obamacare. And that was at his peak. I mean, pretty much it's because, you know, he was elected president. You can't peak any more than that. Once the dust settled on that, right about the two-year mark was where Obama, he realized he was in over his head, but people were still believing in him, waiting on that money, that windfall of cash to come in and pay their bills, all their bills. But Trump has had 2 years of what? Anybody? 2 years of H-E double crooked socks. 2 years of the devil fighting him at every turn. Leftists, you know, trying to put Stormy Daniels on him, Michael Avenatti, you name it. They've thrown the kitchen sink at the guy. Oh, he's a Russian bot. You know, he's this, that. He's, with Putin and all these other things. And he is still almost statistically tied with Barack Obama at the middle of his first year. And the dude hasn't even gotten started. So here's the trajectory, because we look at this from an engineering point of view. Barack Obama started out in the 60-70 percentile, and he's done nothing but gone down. Think about the number of people that believed in Obama and everything that was going on, and he was at 31% with whatever number that thought he was first place. And Donald Trump, whose trajectory is rising slowly but surely, just the way you want to do it. Whether you're a business owner, doesn't matter what it is. You want that slow trajectory rise, and that's what Trump represents. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.